The Starting Lineup with Tyler Ivins and Will West on 99.1 The Sports Animal.
All right, hour number three of the Starting Lineup. It's on your radio now at 656-9900, 1-866-656-9900. Why are we giving out that phone number? Well, because it's time to play the game. Eric Kane doing all that flexing in that medium t-shirt in the Budweiser Studios. Having to wheel in the wheel. Give it a spin. I heard it. I heard the pegs go the opposite direction this morning, Kane, or you did counterclockwise. And today we are playing, well, you know it, it's Sports Jeopardy. Will, to the first-timers or the refreshers, how do you play Sports Jeopardy on TSL?
Yeah, here's how Sports Jeopardy works. Each contestant gets a 100-point question, a 200-point question, and a final Sports Jeopardy question where they can wager with the points they've won in previous rounds. Contestant with the highest number of points at the end of final Sports Jeopardy to be your big winner. Tyler Ivins, tell them about the win.
Oh, brother. It's a Harmony Pillow. M. Lilly and their U.S. headquarters next to the Fresh Market in Farragut. They want to help you get your Black Friday shopping started a little early. Or if you're like a lot of our winners, you can just start stacking your couches and your beds full of the Harmony pillows. I'm telling you, the most comfortable pillow on the market. And now it's not just opinion. Other of our winners are starting to reach out to us and agree with those comments. It all begins now with our friends at M. Lilly. Kaner, we appreciate it. Eric and Jonathan are our two contestants, and we'll get started with Eric. Hi, Eric. Good morning. Do you want your Sports Jeopardy questions from Will West or from me, Tyler Ivins?
We'll go with you, Tyler.
All right, Jonathan, hold tight. You and Will are going to be next. Eric, remember, it's a 100, a 200, and a bonus, and we'll get started with your 100-point question. If the NFL season ended today, the Pittsburgh Steelers would be the number one seed in the AFC with this team as the number one seed in the NFC. Who's the best team in the NFC?
Best team in the NFC. We'll go with the Packers.
That's a good guess. The 7-3 Packers would be the 2 seed. The 8-2 Saints would be the number one seed.
Yeah.
It's all right. Yeah. You got a 200-point question coming up. Can you tell me who's currently the highest-ranked one-loss team in the Associated Press poll in college football? The highest-ranked one-loss team in the AP poll right now is who?
Florida?
It's not Florida. It's Clemson. They're fourth right now. But, hey, Eric, you get 100 points just for getting through on the phone line. Let's hold tight. Let's see how Jonathan and Will do. So hold tight. Hey, John, say good morning to Will West.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jonathan. All right, let's get this W. Hopefully you know about the NFL because your category today, NFL current events. Antonio Brown had 8 catches for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last night. Former Steelers receiver Antonio Brown. Name one of the other two teams that Brown was a member of between his tenure in Pittsburgh and his tenure at Tampa.
Let's see here. He was a member of the Patriots.
He was a member of the Patriots. Wow. Fantastic job. That's 100 points for you. All right, clue number two, your 200-point question. The Lions are currently 4-6 under Matt Patricia. What was Jim Caldwell's record at Detroit when he was fired and replaced by Patricia, the final season there?
Oh, man. Let's see here, 16 games. Let's go 8-6.
It was 9-7. That is close, but you get 100 points added as well. So now it's a dead heat, Tyler. 200 points to 200 points heading into final Sports Jeopardy.
Well, Eric's at 100 points, so we're going to see. We're going to see.
My bad.
Once he gets this question right, he'll have 200 points because, Eric, I think it's pretty safe to say you're going to go all in here and you're going to put some pressure on Jonathan, are you not?
Yep, correct.
All right, Eric, so here it is. Each Thanksgiving weekend, these two Pac-12 programs face off in an in-state rivalry game known as the Apple Cup. Who are the two Pac-12 teams, their in-state rivals, that play every Thanksgiving weekend for the Apple Cup? You know it's a Pac-12 program. Two Pac-12 programs.
I don't know Pac-12.
But you don't know what states are out on the West Coast that would potentially be facing off at each other in an in-state rivalry game?
Yeah, at least throw a guess out there.
UCLA and California.
See, that's a good guess. Unfortunately, you got to go a little bit more north than that, John. That would be the showdown between Washington and Washington State, which unfortunately this year that game is going to be canceled. John, hold tight. We'll see how well Eric does here. I beg your pardon, Eric, hold tight. Let's see how well Jonathan and Will do here. Will, what do you got for us?
All right, Jonathan, you've got a 200 points. Eric has 0 points. How many points would you like to bid for Final Sports Jeopardy?
Let's do it safe. Let's do 100 points.
Yeah, there you go. All right. This Chargers wide receiver currently leads the NFL in receptions. Chargers wide receiver leads the NFL in receptions.
I'm gonna say Keenan Allen.
It is Keenan Allen. Fantastic job, Jonathan. Look at that.
Give him
that
his W a, music.
That Give is a his nice pillow. Performance.
You know what, though? Here's the thing, Jonathan. You did pretty solid there. Eric was near a lot of those answers. I could feel it on the other side of the frustration building. But, John, you're the one who gets to lay your head down on that comfortable Harmony pillow from M. Lilly, letting you know, hey, Will, the U.S. headquarters, the United States headquarters for M. Lilly in our backyard. It's down Kingston Pike and Farragut next to the Fresh Market. That's where you can find M. Lilly here in East Tennessee.
That's right. M. Lilly mattresses. Find bedding stores all over the U.S. But remember, you can always stop by the M. Lilly store in the Village Green Shopping Center in Farragut.
You know what I love about Pac-12 football is the fact I can stay up late and watch Pac-12 football. You know what I don't like about Pac-12 football? When stupid COVID comes in and starts canceling some of my favorite rivalry games I used to play when I played NCAA football on my PS3. Washington State. Love that rivalry game. One of my favorites. Watching the Cougar take on the Husky, a little mascot showdown challenge. Next chance for you to score inside the game. That's going to be happening. Coming up tomorrow on TSL. Speaking of playoff pushes, we were just talking about how right now Pittsburgh has the one seed in the AFC. Titans, now they're back into the whole control your own destiny line after they beat up on Baltimore over the weekend. Mike Keith, he described it as a root canal every time these two teams get together. We'll ask him his thoughts on Derrick Henry running off a victory for the Titans when he joins us next. We talk Titans football with Keith on the other side, 99.1. You're listening to The Sports Animal.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
All right, big news yesterday. No Tennessee Vanderbilt football game. It's the after effects of a reshuffled schedule. Vanderbilt's now going to take on Missouri after Missouri-Arkansas was postponed earlier this week. There's been no makeup day for Tennessee and Vanderbilt, but it's likely to come on December the 12th or the 19th. No Tennessee men's basketball games this week as multiple positive tests have surfaced in the program, including head coach Rick Barnes. The Vols have paused all team-related activities at the moment. Lady Vols game on Friday against Florida A&M has been canceled as Florida A&M has decided to opt out of the season due to COVID concerns. Lady Vols still on track to play at Thompson Bowling Arena against Western Kentucky Saturday at 2 o'clock. And in Monday Night Football last night, Jared Goff outdueled Tom Brady as the Rams outlasted the Bucs 27-24. Big defensive stand by the L.A. Rams to secure that win.
Brady back to throw. He spins it down the right side and intercepted. Intercepted by Fuller at the 30. His second of the game, he takes a knee. And that should do it for Monday Night Football.
Jamie Long on the call, Rams Radio Network. Goff finished the contest with 3 passing touchdowns. The Tennessee Lottery is proud to have raised more than $5.5 billion for education in Tennessee. 8:15, P. Michael Traffic's coming up next. Mike Keith in 5 minutes here on TSL. Good morning. I'm Eric Kane.
Hey.
Miss any of Tyler and Will? Check out the Starting Lineup podcast online at sportsradiownml.com.
Henry gets the carry running left. Henry to the 25, Henry to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the
5. Yes! Oh, yes! 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 Yes!
Touchdown, Titans, as the Titans will run out of Baltimore with a shocker in OT.
Walk-off. It's more like a runoff here. As we welcome you back, Starting Lineup 99.1. You're listening to The Sports Animal. You heard that call on our sister station, News Talk 98.7 WOKI. As the author of that call joins us now, as he does each and every Tuesday, 8:15 here on TSL, it's our friend Mike Keith. Mike, I was in the car. I listened to the entire broadcast, and the moment it stood out to me, you said it perfectly. I thought you described it accurately. When Baltimore and Tennessee get together, it's a root canal game. There's going to be some pain. Some people are going to get hurt. There were a lot of injuries. But you know what? If you're going to get beaten, if you're going to become black and blue, if you're going to be bloody, it's better to come out with your hand raised, is it not? It was really kind of a 12-15 round boxing match. Derrick Henry was the one to make sure the Titans' hands were raised. Good morning.
Good morning. I kind of think it was Dusty Rhodes against Ric Flair.
Thank you.
Starcade, you know. That's kind of what it feels like more than a boxing match. It's, you know, those games, I call them the six Excedrin games because you take two before, two during, and two after. And we finally got back to the hotel. We had to stay in Baltimore Sunday night. And we got back to the hotel and, you know, we picked up some food and sat down at the tables, you know, separately from one another. And everybody just basically fell asleep while they were eating dinner. You were just so exhausted. So I can't imagine how the players on both sides felt. But those are Titans-Ravens games. They have gone on forever. And to win it is so much better because we have lost several of them. You know, the series is 13-12 Titans right now, which is only kind of fitting. I mean, it really, really is. And, I was just very glad when it was over and the Titans had won.
Really good game from Corey Davis in this one. I mean, it's the kind of game I think the Titans fans have been looking for the majority of his career. 5 catches, 113, big plays as well. Was there anything that the Ravens were doing? Were they trying to take away A.J. Brown? And so that left Davis with an opportunity? Have you seen improvements with Davis's game? What was behind Corey Davis's kind of improved play in this game?
Well, he's had a really good year. You know, he's done an outstanding job for us. He's our leading receiver. And while A.J. gets lots of press, and A.J. deserves tons of press, and I love A.J., and the play he made was spectacular with the go-ahead touchdown in regulation, Corey has really figured out a lot about himself as a route runner. And, you know, a lot of the things they like to do with him, so much of it is about timing and spacing. Because if they're going to run some sort of zone, you've got to make sure that you're sitting down in that right spot so that you're able to catch the ball and make something happen. You know, if you run too far, you run yourself out of the play. If you're not there quickly enough or you don't take the right angle, it's not a good throw for Tannehill. And so he's just continued to be an improved player. You know, a lot of him – he had a good second year, and then last year he regressed, and we learned after the fact he played the majority of the year with a toe injury, which was a big deal. And so to see him playing this well right now is very exciting. He's one of my very favorite Titans, and so I'm excited for him to have all this success.
Mike Keith joining us on the program today, being brought to you by GoForth Tires. Of course, you can find them locally, family operated for over 47 years. They can actually find any tires that outfit any vehicle. If they don't have it, they can find it. Check it out, goforthtire.com. How much of the success for the Titans on Sunday, Mike, had to do with the fact, seemed early in the first half, Ravens were extending drives, they were converting on third down. But I'll be darned if I wasn't going exit to exit on my trip home Sunday afternoon, and it seemed that if it was third down at any distance, the Titans defense found a way to get off the football field and get the ball back in the hands of Ryan Tannehill. Ravens got up early, but it was the effectiveness on third down defense, I believe, that got Tennessee back in that game.
They did. You know, the last three third downs the Ravens had, they did not convert. The other thing that they didn't do is they didn't score in the red zone.
Right.
Well, they didn't score touchdowns in the red zone. The Titans forced him to kick field goals. And that's a lot of this game today. I mean, with how much of the NFL is set up for offense, you know, teams are averaging 361 yards a game in total offense. That's the average. So, I mean, people moved the ball today. And you don't shut anybody out. And it's about turnovers, and it's about red zone defense, and it's really about third down defense. Those are the things that come into play so much. On Sunday, the red zone defense, to me, was the biggest key. The fact that they forced Justin Tucker to come in and kick short field goals instead of giving Lamar Jackson a chance to score touchdowns. And that's where Jackson's having issues this year. They are not nearly as dominant in the red zone as they were a year ago.
Three-game stretch that we kind of talked about, I guess, or before this last week's game, Mike, that Ravens, Colts, Browns. The Titans have to win, have to at least at best split these two, if not win both of them, right, to feel good about their chances for the playoffs?
Well, this one this week is just massive because we're both 7-3. If you win, you take the obvious one-game lead in the division. If Indy wins, they take a two-game lead in the division because they will have swept us. If we win, we have probably a game and a half lead in the division because we will have split the series with Indy, and they also have a loss to Jacksonville in the division, and so that's a divisional tiebreaker. We do have Cleveland coming in after that, and Cleveland's probably going to come in 8-3. I think they'll beat Jacksonville. So, you know, I mean, we've got a lot of work to do. I mean, we knew it. You know, we knew it when we saw the schedule, and you felt like the schedule might be backloaded, and it's turned out to be. But, you know, Indy's schedule is backloaded too. They've still got a game with Pittsburgh left. We've still got a trip to Green Bay left. This one is just so massive in so many different ways. And for us too, it's big because of how poorly we played against them 12 days ago. We stunk up the joint. And that's not – how we played against the Ravens is a lot more of who we think we are than how we played against the Colts. And if you're the Titans, what you're saying is let's go out and play the way we know how we can play, and then let's take our chances. If they win, they win. But when you go play poorly, that just crushes your soul because you don't feel like you give yourself a chance. And I think – I don't know what shape the Titans are going to be in. This ball club is so beat up. I have no idea who's going to play left tackle right now. I don't even know if he's on the roster right now. So, I mean, we've got some serious issues, but, you know, nobody cares. You know, nobody's going to sit around and, you know, play the fiddle for you and cry. I mean, this is the NFL. This is the way it works.
Well, Mike, much like Derrick Henry, we'll run you off on this question quickly, about 30 seconds, so we can let you go. Ravens have got some issues COVID-wise. Do you have any issues or reason to believe that perhaps this could affect the Titans in some way possible after those two teams got together this past weekend?
You know, I don't right now, but you don't know. And it's a great question, Tyler. Those guys that reportedly have COVID, we tackled numerous times on Sunday. But the thing that we've seen so far in football is it doesn't seem like it's being transmitted on the field during the course of play. I mean, that's how it seems. But, you know, I understand, having lived through it like we have, I take nothing for granted. You know, I almost wear my mask around my dogs. I mean, that's how safe I try to be because I just, golly, I mean – who knows? I mean, it has been a long 2020, that's for sure.
Mike, gobble, gobble. We appreciate it as always, sir. Enjoy the time with the family. We know you've got a busy thing to do next door to us. Mike, we appreciate it. We got to let you go, man.
Be well. Happy Thanksgiving. See you.
Mike Keith, always the best. Guys in, he's out. Did you all have Dusty Rhodes, Ric Flair mentioned on the program today? Because if you didn't, fill your bingo card up. Great reference by Mike there. And Will, he just mentioned it there. The Titans are beat up, as they always are when they come out of a game with Baltimore. And you have the Ravens, who, if there's anybody right now, the Ravens had to play an overtime game against the Titans, knowing that they have a Thursday night Thanksgiving game against their division rival Steelers, and their two best options in the backfield are going to be out due to COVID. So now they're going to turn things over to Gus Edwards and company. And the Titans are kind of in a similar boat, too. Huge division rival coming up in Indianapolis, and they're all beat to black and blue, and you just don't know what you're going to get on the Titans. And now people will hold their breath to see, to make sure contact tracing doesn't come back and bite them at the end of the game as well. We'll have to see how it plays out.
Yep.
656-9900. 1-866-656-9900. Start, pitch, cut. Other things we have to get to here on the program. 99.1. Hang with us. Tyler and Will here on the Sports Animal. It's now time for Start, Pitch, Cut on TSL.
How do you rank them? It's time for Mary... Whoops. The FCC says we can't do it that way. Let's play Start, Bench, or Cut on the starting lineup. Powered by Heritage Realty, locally owned and operated with over 50 years of experience in the Knoxville market, where today's technology meets traditional customer service. Heritage Realty.
All right, gentlemen, today is actor Colin Hanks' 43rd birthday. That's father-son acting duo Tom and Colin Hanks, Kirk and Michael Douglas, or Martin and Charlie Sheen?
I'm going to start Martin and Charlie Sheen. I'm going to bench the Douglases, and I'm going to cut the Hanks. By the way, Colin Hanks in the film Orange County with Jack Black might be one of the most quotable movies of all time that I still quote with my friends today. Besides that, what has Colin Hanks really done for you? I don't know if he's done much for me. That's why I put him in the cut position, Will.
Are you familiar with the work of the movie Jumanji? Because he's fantastic in that.
Oh, that's right. He was the kid.
I will start Kirk and Michael Douglas because those are like some Academy Award-winning individuals. I will bench Tom and Colin Hanks because even if Colin Hanks was just terrible, Tom Hanks is so good that it puts everyone else to shame. And I will cut Martin and Charlie Sheen. If I'd have said Martin and Emilio Estevez, would that have done better than Martin and Charlie Sheen?
No, because Charlie Sheen has tiger blood, and I was all like Emilio, so I don't know if that would have done that.
All right, weirdest Tennessee athletic story that came from yesterday. Vols football postponed for Vandy, Missouri. Volunteer Classic basketball tournament canceled, or Lady Vols opening opponent opts out of the season.
Starting the Tennessee-Vanderbilt reason why they're not playing this weekend. You canceled a rivalry game that's been in place since 1944 to ensure that the SEC fan base is going to get Vanderbilt, Missouri this weekend. Smile with your thumbs up, pearly whites. Garbage. I'm going to bench the Volunteer Classic being canceled. I'm going to cut the Lady Vols Florida A&M story. It stinks it happened so late, but, you know, A&M, they were going to come in here and just get their teeth kicked in anyway, so it's nothing that surprises me at all.
Yeah, I'll start the Vandy Vols postponed for Vandy, Missouri. That's so weird to me. I still don't believe that's possibly the total story of it all. It just would, I don't know. Like, this would be like, my mom doesn't watch a lot of football, and I love my mother, but if you ask my mom to do this, she'd be like, well, it's more fair if Missouri and Vandy get to play. This is what it feels like the SEC did on this one.
you got a ginger cane on your hands there.
Yeah. I will bench Lady Vols opening up opponent opts out of the season because we will never see that again happen in our entire lives. Hopefully, and then I'll cut the Volunteer Classic basketball tournament canceled.
Mom, how did I play? Oh, honey, you were great. Dad, God, you sucked, man. This is probably your worst game.
Yeah, or my brother would punch me, and my mom would, and I would just beat the holy crap out of him. And my mom would be like, why did you do that to him? You're a lot bigger than he is. Because he punched me in the face, Mom. Yeah, but that's not fair. You should have just punched him once, too, and walked away.
Best Thanksgiving football game. Lions, Texans, little... Cowboys, Washington. Oh man, that's bad. Steelers, Ravens. I think there's a clear start, and then you gotta cut both the other ones.
Yeah, which putrid turd would you like to bench? That's the one you're asking.
Yeah, we're starting Ravens, Steelers. We're gonna do ourselves a big old bench of the Cowboys and Washington. And let's be real, I'm gonna do everything in my power to ensure that the Detroit Lions one day get removed from Thursday tradition Thanksgiving football. You're cutting Lions, Texans.
I'm going to start Ravens, Steelers. I'm going to bench Texans, Lions.
Don't do that.
There's this like little bit of hate watching with Matt Patricia that I kind of enjoy. So we don't get him every week in this market, so I kind of want to watch that. Man, we get a lot of Cowboys, and they're terrible. We get a lot of Washington. They're terrible. So I'm going to cut Washington against Lions.
You know what, though? I am here, though, for Andy Dalton, Alex Smith. You know what? If I could flip that quickly, man, I'm still benching Andy. I don't know.
Is it 2011?
It's Andy Dalton versus Alex Smith, Will.
I mean, I like both the quarterbacks, but I'm not here for it in 2020 whatsoever. Oh, man. By the way, without Googling, anybody know where Jim Bob Cooter is?
I don't. Yeah, I don't know where Jim Bob Cooter is.
Yeah, he's still with the Jets.
He's with the Jets? Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, he's an offensive analyst for the Jets.
Yeah. Okay. I got you.
Welcome to the wasteland, Jim Bob.
Today, which one was worse, Detroit or New York? I don't know. Let me get back to you. I don't know, dude. Today is November 24th. Best athlete to wear or be associated with the number 24. Jeff Gordon, Ken Griffey Jr., or Kobe Bryant? I mean, this is going to make
people mad, but I do think that there is a clear pecking order here.
Really?
I'm going to start Jeff Gordon. I'm going to bench Kobe Bryant. I'm going to cut King Griffey Jr. Jeff Gordon's one of the two or three best in the history of a sport. Kobe's not, and Griffey's not. But Kobe is higher up the pecking order than Griffey, a lot of that because of injuries. So it's start Gordon, bench Kobe, cut Griffey. God rest his soul. I mean, no disrespect.
That's tough, but Will, I agree with you.
No. Oh. He's one of the three best that's ever done it. I mean, you got Petty, you got Jimmy Johnson, you got Gordon, and those are the three best that's ever done it.
When you put it like that, Tyler, I really don't think you can argue because Jeff Gordon is. Kobe Bryant is certainly one of the greats. King Griffey Jr. is certainly one of the greats, but are they top three?
Yeah, I mean,
I was going to start Kobe. I'm going to have to cut Jr. I don't want to cut Jr.
Yeah.
But the only reason why I'm starting Kobe, and I probably shouldn't because he wore two numbers, 24-8, Griffey, 24-30, I should start Gordon because he's the only one who actually rode with 24 the entire way. I'm starting Kobe, benching Gordon, cutting Griffey.
I did mention Earnhardt. Earnhardt's going to be ahead of Gordon as well, but it would be there. Those are your top four, and Kobe's probably not in the top four.
Last one, same question, but with these three athletes, Charles Woodson, Ricky Henderson, Willie Mays.
Star Willie Mays, bench Ricky Henderson, cut Charles Woodson.
That's the right order. No issues with that order. The Griffey, Kobe, Gordon. If we had enough time, I mean, think I would pull back up to your house and fight you over this more than
Griffey
I would.
Griffey should have took
desserts.
PEDs, man. We, you know, it'd be a different conversation here, you know?
So but is no, this he, where we're at now?
He was
just
such a good
cheat
guy.
To win?
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Dude, I look up to a man who won 16 World Heavyweight Championships by cheating. I'm okay with it. It's just, when do you cross that line? Let me ask you a question real quick. We're pushed up against it. We have 30 seconds. Will, yes or no, do you believe there was ever a time in Griffey's career he looks back at his time in Seattle, Chicago, or Cincinnati and says, I should have cheated?
No, he doesn't. I think he sits there and counts his money and then sits by the pool and does anything he wants to with his entire life, and he can wake up at the crack of 1 p.m. if he feels like it, and he doesn't have to wear pants for literally a calendar year if he doesn't.
And I feel like he prides himself on being the guy that was clean, the guy that everyone is like, oh, well, he did it the right way. So,
Kaner, was there ever a time Griffey looked back at his life and said, you know what, I should have cheated?
To me, I don't think he does, no.
Heritage Realty, Will. Send them a little bit of love for a Tuesday SBC.
HeritageRealtyKnox.com, a boutique firm that focuses on you, the client, or the needs of the sales pipeline. They're especially incredible when it comes to property management, treating your property as if it's their own, maximizing your investment value. That is Heritage Realty.
Let's come back. We'll put a nice big bow on this Tuesday TSL, get you ready for Wednesday, and what to expect now that Tennessee is going to run into their third open date in 5 weeks. Spend those kind of seasons this year, not just for the SEC, but for Tennessee as well. And could we actually see this Tennessee-Vanderbilt game get rescheduled and played? I think that's really right now up for conversation. 99.1, you're listening to The Sports Animal.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
Monday Night Football final. It was the Rams outlasting the Bucks 27-24. Jared Goff outdueled Tom Brady with three passing touchdowns, but it was a big defensive stand that sealed the win.
Brady back to throw. He spins it down the right side and intercepted! Intercepted by Fuller at the 30. His second of the game, he takes a knee, and that should do it for Monday Night Football.
Jamie Long on the call, Rams Radio Network. No Tennessee football against Vanderbilt this weekend. It's a fallout from the postponement that's now been rescheduled for Vanderbilt, Missouri, after the Razorbacks of Arkansas and Missouri were canceled this week. I know that's a lot to follow. That is 2020 football in the SEC. No makeup date has been announced for Tennessee. Vanderbilt, though, it'll likely come on December the 12th or 19th, but Tennessee will be off this weekend. No Tennessee men's basketball games Wednesday or Friday against Charlotte or VCU as multiple positive 19 cases have surfaced in the program, including head coach Rick Barnes. All team-related activities have been paused at the moment. No Lady Vols game on Friday against Florida A&M, but still on track to play Saturday against Western Kentucky, 2 o'clock at Thompson Bowling Arena. The Tennessee Lottery is proud to have raised more than $5.5 billion for education in Tennessee. 8:46, Pete Michaels Traffic's coming up next. Good morning. I'm Eric Kane.
Lee.
Tyler Ivins and Will West bring you the starting lineup. Monday through Friday, beginning at 6 a.m. here on 99.1, The Sports Animal.
Well, set for us to say goodbye here from the starting lineup. 99.1, The Sports Animal. Man, have we had just a wall-to-wall jam-packed show today that began at 6 a.m. And We'll step aside to make sure we're on time for the EA show with Brian Rice in the next 2 to 3 minutes. But, Will, real quick, around the room, I'll begin with you. Tennessee last night announcing that their game, at least as of now, this second, with Vanderbilt has been postponed, whether it's the 12th, whether it's the 19th, whether it's actually played. Will, I'll ask you where we stand now, knowing that the SEC punted on Arkansas, Missouri, Tennessee, Vanderbilt to ensure that Missouri Vandy play each other. I stand by saying I don't think the Vols and the Commodores are going to play this year, which would be the first time since the rivalry began in 44.
I think one of the games is not going to be played, whether it's that one or it's the Texas A&M game. One of those games is not going to be played. I think you're probably right, Ivins, that because Texas A&M is making a push to be the second SEC team in the college football playoff, that the SEC tries to get that game in. So it's most likely Vanderbilt, but maybe the rivalry side of that ends up coming into play. But I do think that one of those two games is not going to be played by Tennessee this year.
A personal friend of mine who works in the A&M athletics department said to me in a text message, and I quote, Jimbo would give his left big toe to ensure that they play 10 games this year.
Yeah.
Tennessee, Texas A&M is going to be played here in Knoxville, whether it's the 12th or the 19th. Kaner, say you, I don't believe we're going to get Vanderbilt in at all this year. Tennessee will play 9 games. And in all likelihood, I think we're looking at a 2-7 finish for Tennessee once they play the Gators and they play the Aggies.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I think the SEC is going to do everything in its power to allow Tennessee and Texas A&M play. You know, what that means, how that, you know, is finagled, if it's going to be the 12th, if it's going to be the 19th, whatever it is, I think Texas A&M is going to be the priority over Tennessee and Vanderbilt. So it'll be interesting. You know, on paper, it all looks good right now. But as we know with this, anything can change from hour to hour. So we'll have to see. I'm hopeful. I'll stay hopeful. I'll say they're going to get them in, but who knows?
Gentlemen, I'm not going to be here tomorrow. I'm taking a day ahead of Thanksgiving. So Will West, Eric Kane, happy Thanksgiving to you. You guys take your desserts and go eat them by the dumpster out back, whatever you guys do. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys. I swear to you, if I have any kind of pumpkin decor or anything in this house on Thursday.
Pecan pie.
It's pecan. And once you learn how to pronounce it, you actually might get served
pecan.
A slice.
I don't like it anyway.
You guys be well. See you, boys. Happy Thanksgiving. EA, Brian Rice, salutations to them. They're on the other side. We step aside now as our local programming will take you to 7 p.m. tonight here on your home for Tennessee football. 99.1, you're listening to the Sports Animal.